Off to Australia.
About 25 friends of Ellen White, W. C. White, W. C. White was a widower, his wife, Mary, having died in 1890.
Anticipating that the stay in Australia would be limited to 2 years and that much of this would be in travel, he left his two motherless daughters, Ella and Mabel, in Battle Creek, living in his home in the care of Miss Mary Mortensen, and the three assistants who traveled with them, were at the wharf in San Francisco Thursday afternoon, November 12, 1891, to bid them farewell as they embarked on the SS Alameda for Australia. The three assistants were May Walling, Fanny Bolton, and Emily Campbell. Ellen White readily chose Emily to be her cabin mate. She was energetic, outgoing, even-tempered, a schoolteacher with whom she became acquainted in Michigan. Mrs. White felt she would make a valuable member of her staff, even though she had to learn to type on shipboard. George P. Starr and his wife, Nellie, who in the initial planning were to be a part of the group, had gone on to Honolulu a few weeks before, when it was seen that Ellen White would be somewhat delayed.
In the baggage were trunks holding copies of the E.G. White manuscripts and letters, letter books, E.G. White books, reference books, and other working materials that would be needed in setting up an office in Australia.
The letter-size manuscript documents were folded in half and placed in oilcloth bags made for the purpose. Ellen White, of course, had writing materials readily at hand so that she could work as she traveled. After one day of rough weather, the sailing was pleasant, the captain remarking that he could hardly remember having so pleasant a voyage. Ellen White describes the ship and the journey. "Our vessel, though comparatively small, and not so elegant as many of the Atlantic boats, was thoroughly comfortable, convenient, and safe. The officers were kind and gentlemanly. We had about 80 cabin passengers, and 40 in the steerage. Among the former were about 8 ministers, several of whom were returning home from the Great Methodist Conference in Washington. Religious services were held in the social hall twice each Sunday, and occasionally on deck for the steerage passengers." She also reported that she had an excellent stateroom, and that no one could have better attention than we have had. The women placed their chairs on the deck in front of her room. Her hip troubled her some, but with soft mattresses in her deck chair she was quite comfortable.